Again, the scripture passage is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 11 to 18. And the word of God says, "We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children, widen your hearts also. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? For what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portions does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, 'I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.' Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, that I will welcome you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." May God bless the reading of his word. And today's sermon title is Christian's Identity in God. And today we have a very special guest. He is, if you do not know, but this weekend is our missions conference weekend. And we have invited Reverend Miller. And just to do a kind of little plug, after the service, we have a combined Sunday school where Reverend Miller's son will share about missions as well in our combined Sunday school. And so we've invited Reverend Miller and his family, and it's a blessing for him to come and share about the ministry, but also how share God's word and how we can rejoice with him and partner with him in this glorious ministry of the gospel. So let's welcome Reverend Miller as he comes and shares God's word.
Good morning. Good morning. So are you really shoulder to shoulder? Are you sure? Yes? Okay. Let's make something that you know. Yeah, in China is, you know, one of the favorite game that everywhere that we go, the children or the teachers or the professors really love it. So I think for you it's no strange. So let's try it a little bit, okay? So today, as we are, you know, meeting, and then, but in China, all the high school, I mean, grade 12 right now under the exam. That's their life turning point because they are fighting to get into the famous university. So today is the time that they are writing exams. So, and then all the anxious parents, you know, waiting outside there. Some even, you know, carry all the things, even needles. The injections, so, you know, in case their children, and then come out and then give them a shot and then go back again. So that's what China is. So if you're reading the news, because that is the most important milestone for every grade 12 students every year this time for China. The whole China, even, you know, the church now put up the sign, "We will pray for your success for exams." And then that's it. And then we are very often to ask, so, you know, even from the elementary school to the high school, we ask which university you want to go to. That's kind of their goal for their study. So, of course, they will answer, "Oh, I wish I can be Beijing University or Beijing Normal. If the worst, then Sichuan Normal." That's kind of, you know, they're just kind of deteriorating, okay? And then also, "Oh, Tsinghua, then, you know, I might become a prime minister," because a lot of the prime minister comes from Tsinghua, okay, university. So every parents, because of that, they push them and then ask them, "That's the goal, that's the goal." So only one goal, just get to that university. But recently they found out that, you know, the University of Beijing, University of Tsinghua, the dropout rate on the first year was 50%. They got there, okay? But when they enter it, they find out it's nothing. It's not that thing. Then what happened? They have nothing to learn. And also they say, this is worse than the high school. So they drop out. They don't like to pursue anymore. Their parents panicked. They want to do. And so go overseas. So they come to UBC. Okay, don't you know that? They come to see you, Simon Fraser. They go into the university, Berkeley, and then going to Cornell. That's why they're fighting for this. So now what happened? There's a special program that just welcome the dropout in Beijing, okay? USC, okay? And then UCLA, because they thought that the dropout is not the worst. Actually, what? They are the best. Why? They still have a desire. But because they found that the education system in China is hopeless. Okay? I don't know what's your dream. And I don't know what is in your mind that from your parents wish you get to UBC, Simon Fraser, no, Langella. BCID, yeah, you can get some jobs to do. Okay, I don't know who you are, but I think probably each one, you have one thing in your heart, right? You want to achieve. You have one goal, or maybe more than that. So can you hold up your hands as high as you can? You know, goal, right? When you're setting a goal, is it sitting like this? Or sitting like this? Where is the goal? Goal is here or there? Tell me. Okay, then raise up your hand. Do you have a goal? No, you don't? So okay. Okay, hold it up, okay? Do you tell your goal to your parents? Like, I want to be a missionary? See, right away, you know it. Okay, think about it. Oh, okay, think about it this way. Are you crazy? That, you know, raising up and then say, tell your mom, I only want to do is no study, but mission field. Or maybe I just stop study for 2 years or 1 year and then just go to the mission field, spend 1 year. I tell you what, your parents, are you out of your mind? Study! Finish it! Where you started, where you finish. Is that true? That's what you heard, right? Okay, now I want you to raise up your hand. Higher. Can you stand up?
Stand up higher, right? Okay, you see how high you can. I know half the end you can reach is so high. Yeah, you gotta be high here. No way. So, what do you think? Higher, right? Okay, wow. Uh-oh, I discovered that, you know? Andy's wife is higher. Drop a little bit, just a little bit, and then drop your left hand, like a cover. Cover the other ones, the other one, not yours, the other one. Cover that. Yeah, yes, yes. So you should connect. If you have not covered it, okay? Oh, that's a good trick. Okay, that's another way. Okay, that's okay, cover it, okay? Okay, yeah. When you hear this word called out, okay, O-U-T, then you want to catch, okay? Or escape, okay? Try to get through the boxer, okay? Escape, okay. You know that? Okay. You want to stand up? Are you ready? Okay. Now, today we are in Burnaby Pacific Grace Chinese Church. So we are not out there, right? Oh. Okay, how many? How many got up? Oh, you know what? Pastor's wife, huh? Pastor! Okay. Oh, yes. Andy. She's the one that proposed for marriage. she said that. Yeah, that means what? you did, right? That is a great man. Give him a hand. Okay. So, well, I know there's some others. You don't want to try again, catch another one, because you lose this time. So, okay, like, one more time. Yeah, you know what, as we're talking about missions, it's nothing in the church. It's, I didn't say it, it's in the world, okay, it's not here. Because out there, there's so many people. God? How many got God? Raise up your hand. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Good. Now we change it again. Don't really. Okay, now find your partner. One to one. Yes. Thank you. Now we call a finger game. Do you ever play that finger game? Like, you know, put it on your hand and then say 1, 2, 3. And then you pull out your hand and then just count how many fingers you have. Add together. And then the quickest one say answer, the right answer, okay? The wrong answer is good. Okay? The right answer wins. Okay? You know those finger games, right? Are you ready? First of all, okay? Are you ready? First one, okay? You can pull out your two hands, okay? Okay? I don't call number. You are the one that pull out the number and then add together, okay? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes!
Go!
Okay, please be seated. Okay, please be seated. Thank you. Actually, I tell you what, there was a mistake in your bulletin. Today's sermon is not that title. The verse is not that verse. I was preparing the chapter 5, okay? But you know what? It works. Doesn't matter. I'm the speaker, right? So we can change. I tell you what, that's something that is interesting. I know you're all youth. I know this is a young church. But you know what? Sometimes if you're out of a routine, it's better than the routine. If you're talking about mission, if you're talking about gospel, I tell you what, this is something that is not in your routine. It's out of your routine because what? The people, the unsaved people or the non-Christians, they don't know the routine. They don't know what you're going through. They don't know what's inside this four wall, right? They're out there, right? They sometimes, when they come in here, sitting here, are you out of your mind? Because you're holding the mic and then sing. And they ask people to move and then they don't move. And then you ask them still, they do not sit still because they just keep on nodding. Do you understand? Actually, the gospel, in Paul's writing, he gave us a term called out of mind. Are you crazy? That means it is. If you have the true gospel in you, you are crazy. Then the things that you do, maybe people seeing, is not normal. I think this is the first time, maybe, Andy, our service sermon started with the games, right? Right? You should do that more. Right? Everybody's happy. Nothing is, hey, you wake up, wake up. No. We are young. We have energy. So the first time is to kill their energy first. Then they will sit still. Is that true? Right? You're all teachers, you know that. You know, run! And then sit still. That's how we do camps. The first 2 days, run out their energy. High school camp, elementary school camp, university. The 2 days, non-stop, run, 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 and play, play, play. Learn, wear the gospel at the end. Okay, because when they tire, when they sit still, I tell you what, we can pump them, we can pull them, we can tie them. You know, everything you can do. Out of mind. That's what Paul is. In his gospel, he told him he's running. He's running for the Lord. He never say that. Walk. Run the race, not walk the race, right? Fight the good fight. Never say that. Touch the fight. No way. This is not cushion. Your identity should be the fighter. You should be the runner. Because this is unstoppable gospel. If to you stop, then that means you lose your identity right there. So when we're talking about mission, it's talking about that passion, desire, and then also the energy. That's what Paul's writing. So if you carry that to read his book, write his writing, I tell you what, there's a fuel. There's a fire. Then you will never sit still. That, you know, you made you to make some radical change. And then you do something that your parents, your classmates, or your friends say, are you out of your mind? Then you tell, that's the answer. You do the right thing. Because we've been following, trained that somebody telling us what to do. We never listen to the God say what to do. Then what happened? The gospel stopped. The church stopped to grow. Do you understand that? So even the song leader, then you have to do something out of your mind. Okay? Go out there, brothers, come here to sing together. Not just you practice. Don't you know that, right? Because what happened is you are sharing the great message. Then what? Out from your pulpit, out from your pill. And then what? Make people move. Then that's the gospel. If not, I tell you what, we're wasting his time and his grace and his love. Young people, you have a great future and bright future. Don't stop there. Don't let the system guide you and then let the Lord guide you. That's the best because the system tells you finish high school, finish university, finish and then put your good resume or great resume and then good Facebook profile and then people will look for me. Then I can get a good job and then get a good interview and then nice tie and then go out there. No, I don't think that's not what God calls us. God already calls his life, died for us, for a ultimate purpose, only one purpose. That purpose is you are the missionary. Nothing but the missionary. Don't you know that? Thank the Lord you grew up in the church. You thank the Lord you've been brought up in the church. You thank the Lord that you have the childhood, pulling the air, going to the Sunday school. Thank the Lord. You have all the opportunity, but for what? For sitting here waiting for eternity to welcome you home? Or you go out there to get the eternity to more people, to more nations. So think about that. I wasn't born that way. I was born in China, so that means I don't have that. So I only have the red flag holding and then yelling the slogans. Long life Chairman Mao. That was mine. But when I became a Christian, I thought the normal Christian is sitting here. But God never asked me to do that. The first day become a Christian, the second day, God's calling come. Do you want to be a full-time ministry? A full-time follower? Yes, full-time. Because if I believe something, then that's full-time. That's what I thought. So I go out. Just like, you know, go out to be a Christian. Then I suddenly find out, that's not many people. There was 800 young people over there. How come they're not coming? I'm the few. I was confused. Am I out of my mind? That was in the Winter Conference, 1981. Anyways, Chinese has one thing, sometimes good or sometimes bad, called save face. I want to save face, so then I keep on going. Because I don't understand why there's not many people. Then later I discovered that it writes in the Bible, right? Follower is the few. Full-time follower is the fewer. But anyways, I walked. Then I discovered that journey is so beautiful, so wonderful. Then I discovered that there's a non-stop gospel that pushed me run until now. 1981, become a Christian. 1984, turn into Bible school, Perry Bible Institute. And then the same year, marry a beautiful wife. And then she said that she wants to follow me, follow Christ. And then run, then to Venezuela. Represent Burnaby Pacific Grace. Went to Venezuela, plant MB Church. And then came back in 1996, the end of 96 and 97, started, prepared, and then going to China. 2003, resigned from a church in Richmond, then started going back to China, on and off. My mileage is, I don't know how many, just so many. But what happened is, God is always invited us out there to do something for His glory. So in the chapter 5, because of the time, actually, you would discover three things. It just asks you out of your home to live in the tent. That's the first paragraph. And then out of your mind, because the love encourages, the love pushes me. And then Paul says, out there to be the making peace, a peacemaking that to connect people to God. We become a connector. That's all it is. That's all mission is. So when you read the chapter, when you read chapter 6, Pastor Andy pointed us to it. Wait a minute. That is not just for marriage. So often that we do premarital counseling or tell the young people that, hey, this is something. You got to find someone, some kind. Okay? No, that's not for marriage. That's for any Christian that you live among the people, live in the world. What are they doing? Mission. Do you understand? You are in that context. What you do, your lifestyle, your standard, your way of living should be different than those non-Christian. Then you live out the light like a vessel.
Building, changing. This is what God asks. That's what God asks you out there to do all this. So all your education, all your upbringing is for the sake of His gospel, nothing else.
Then that makes that one hand, that goal is higher, 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 can reach the heaven, can reach the Lord. I show you some picture. Then I will stop. Am I the one? No. Oh, using this? Good. Thank you. Thank you. You're out of your seat to help me. Thank you. The furthest remote control. Yes, it's it, but the color. Okay. I just want to... Okay. On my second hand, this is a young guy from Baptist University, California. Came to one day that, you know, he was singing in the Baptist University choir. So the church gave me 4 minutes to share what the China is. After that 4 minutes, this guy from the choir and then came out to me, I want to go to China. Yeah, I say, what year you are in? I thought that he's at the end of the university. And they say, no, this is my second year. Are you out of your mind? Second year? Then I say, yeah, I want to take 1 year off and then just go to China. Can you let me in. I scratch my head and said, do you talk to your parents? Oh, no problem. My parents will agree. Okay. So I wait because I wanted to wait for the parents. She's like Chinese. So then what happened? He bought his ticket and then sent an email. I'm coming. Uh-oh. I didn't plan it. I didn't ask any. Oh, our team has no agreement yet. Oh, this guy. Get me crazy. Oh, 20. And what he's going to coming to do? Because I only sent out an invitation, but I didn't prepare for the invitation. And then he showed up. The ticket was bought. And then so last year, October, he landed in China. Then right away, I was here and in the conference. So I'm making some phone call, making sure that he's settled down. Then he say, I want to teach. What? In a school? Yeah. But do you have a teacher survey? No. God called me to come and then to do it. 20 years old, crazy guy. I just told him that. Are you crazy? Out of your mind. This is China. Everything has to go through procedure. I don't care. God called me. I want to do something. I want to do something for him. Then I said, you got the teacher's training? No, my father is a teacher for 30 years. Okay, that's good. So this is a pastor, wrong? So the pastor's son can be a pastor? No way. I don't think so. Right? So then, well, you know what? God is God. He is going to finish tomorrow, finish all the teaching. And then he becomes the district, the number one English teacher. Has no experience in teaching at all. Because we tried the two classes. He couldn't do it. And he said, what are you doing here? God wants me to teach English because I speak English. That's all he said. Then what happens? In 1 year, we make some arrangement. He teaching in the elementary school. He's a learner, fast learner. Independent because 16 years old, he already enrolling into university. He's a homeschool. Eight children in there. Well, he has eight brothers and sisters, all homeschool. And then they all gain to the university before 16. Genius. But what? At the same time, one thing, God called them. They want to follow God. So he came and then served us for a whole year. And then the whole district honored him as the number one English teacher, 20 years old. God makes something different. And all the teachers love him. Of course, WeChat, email, QQ, and then, hey, you are the good friend. Of course, some female teachers also want to be his friend. Okay. And then this is the team, the youth team that, you know, are working with the universities that, you know, over in Chengdu. Okay. And then also we all have special work. And then, so this is China. So no wonder 2008, when you see the 8,000 drummer, 8,000 Tai Chi player, they are so straight because since kindergarten, they already practice the lineup. Do you think? Out there, they always line up. Okay. And then God gave us an opportunity, so many opportunities share with the high school students because we work with the education. This is the gospel camp in China. Okay. Can you have 4 days summer camp sitting on the floor? Not on the chair. Those are high school students. Man, the tough job, 450 high school students sitting on the floor. Listen to the message day and night. Man, I couldn't do that. You know, when I stand up, I feel that, you know, the floor follow me. Because it's all flat. But you know what? The gospel nonstop. This is China. Exciting at the same time. I want you to pay attention to the Lord. This is a time for you to catch on. Final, I have a short movie for you. Go ahead. And then we're finished.
What a treat, right? Games, short sermon, and then a movie. What do you get? Okay.
A great nation with a traumatized history and a turning point for a new horizon. An emerging superpower that the world needs to recognize. 70 million Christians with an explosive power to spread the gospel. Over 1 million individual souls worship for God. missionaries to China that deserves eternal commemoration. It is worthy of your history, but how lives have been transformed by love and the reforming power of faith and a sign of the times. Hudson Taylor, C.T. Studd, Cambridge 7, William Morton, Lonnie Moon, Eric Liddell, Gladys Aylward, and N.S. Bates. Epic names, classic legends. From revolutions to world wars. So many fascinating stories filled with fate and crimes, love and rejection, dramatic lives co-mingled with joy and grief, light and darkness, glory and failure. They left Europe, America, and Australia and headed for both remote regions of Asia and China. Determined to particularly reach peasants, minorities, and women and children, many of them never saw their homelands as loved ones again. They were rewarded with little else but suffering, loneliness, and even martyrdom. But despite the hardships, they continued to fulfill their ultimate mission, bringing the love of Jesus Christ to millions and millions of Chinese people. They were fired with love that conquers all.
One of the original forerunners of the movement was Jane Hudson Taylor. On March 1st, 1854, after surviving a dangerous voyage of 156 days long, he finally landed in Shanghai. In order to spread the gospel, he chose to live simply and in close quarters with the Chinese, conforming to their cultural norms, dress, and living conditions. For this, he was held in great disdain and criticized by his own, as well as enduring attacks and bouts of aggression by the Chinese. But nothing could discourage his great love of China and its people. He has since been hailed as one of the greatest missionaries in Christian history. He accomplished in China what David Livingstone did in Africa and William Carey in India. He founded the China England Mission in 1865, which attracted thousands of Western missionaries from many denominations. Today,
Protestant missions in the world to date. After 5 decades of service, Hudson Taylor passed his last days in China and was buried by the Yangtze River beside his beloved wife Maria and their 4 young children who tragically passed before him. Today, the throng of millions of Chinese people trace their spiritual heritage to the life and dedication of Hudson Taylor. It is therefore heartening to discover that his story did not end with his demise. His offspring continue living in China, serving the Chinese until this very day. The representative of the 5th generation of Hudson Taylor's descendants. Shen Tong's brothers. At first, she was feared and rejected. She refused to leave. The aroma of the fresh-baked cookies drew the people to her house, and many of them eventually accepted her and her stay there. Lottie did not just serve the people of China. She identified with them. In 1912, during the time of war and famine, Lottie silently starved herself in empathetic response to knowing that her beloved Chinese people did not have enough food to live. On Christmas Eve, Lottie died on a ship bound for the States, weighing less than 50 pounds. In 1918, the Southern Baptists named the annual Christmas offering for international missions after Lottie's encouragement to begin it. Recently, the national goal of Lottie Moon's Christmas offering reached $150 million. One of Scotland's greatest Catholics, but it was his adherence to his strongly held religious principles that made him even more wealthy. Selected to represent Britain in the 100 meters in the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris, he discovered that the heats were scheduled on a Sunday. He refused to run. Instead, he preached at a church. Although his best distance was the 100 meters, he ran instead in the 400 meters on another day. Won the gold medal, breaking the world record. His athletic prowess and his principles became the subject of the film Chariots of Fire, which won 4 Oscars, including Best Film of 1982. Few people were aware that Eric's parents were missionaries to China and that he was born there. He then became a missionary himself in 1925. Conscientiously to spread the gospel in China. Unfortunately, during the Sino-Japanese War, his missionary activities and English citizenship eventually led to a
Father, Lord, we give thanks. It's not because those are fun runners. Those are out of the mind, out of the town, out of their homeland. Out there, we will never, never can enjoy and receive this great salvation from you. So, Father, because of them, run for you. Because they take up the mission that continue the gospel. Otherwise, you will stop right there. So, Father, today, as we're sitting here, as we're waiting for you, as we prepare ourselves, Father, let this unstoppable gospel flow out from us. Sometimes we might take some out of mind action. Sometimes we need to out of our home, out of a place. But all you want us is out there with the great news and great love. So help us. By faith, we go out to touch life. By love, we can face challenges among the obstacles. So Father, what an honor can be a servant. What an honor can be a missionary to serving the people that you love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.